The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I said before we went to break, I think every starter on this offensive line and the guys who are supposed to be starters, I think DeJuan Jones, Joel Bitonio, Ethan Posick, Wyatt Teller, Jack Conklin, every starter needs to be back next year.
Okay.
And Zach Zinter. So I would bring back six members of this offensive line. I know they've had issues this year. Why would I bring them back? I think they all have a track record, Andy, for being pretty good. And I think DeJuan Jones, in a very limited sample size, has shown that he has big-time potential. If Joel Bitonio wants to play football next year, he's my left guard. I think Posick is a good center.
Mm-hmm.
I think Wyatt Teller is a terrific right guard. And Conklin is a very, very good pro at right tackle. I don't know that you can replace everybody on an offensive line. So I would bring everybody back.
What are you doing at left tackle?
And Zach Zinter, DeJuan Jones.
Okay.
And I don't think Jed Wills will be back, and that's okay. I don't think Michael Dunn will be back, and that's okay. I like Michael. I think Michael's a great guy to have.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have him return. But then I would try to bring in, does Whipler have to come back? No, but he might end up being your starting center next year. Does Nick Harris have to come back? No, but he could be your starting center next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would err on the side of numbers, and I would bring back every starter and then supplement it. This is the year where I would invest perhaps a first-round pick in a tackle, and that would mean DeJuan or Jack would become my swing tackle coming off the bench. Again, I'm not locking the starters into starting, but I'm bringing them all back, and then I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to add to the group. And if I can sign a free agent for the group, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to put an offensive line together that will be better served if there are injuries, and maybe put some competition in there. There's nothing wrong with some competition among veterans who have been around. And if it ends up that somebody gets beat out by somebody, then they get beat out. But I'm going to bring them all back and Zach Zinter. So six guys. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, no, I get it. I can't disagree with anything that you're saying there. That's the thing. It's like, okay, I'll buy it.
They all have track records.
Yeah.
Except for DeJuan, and his short track record, I think, is okay. I mean, he's so intriguing, it's ridiculous. I think he's the – you got to bring him back.
Hmm.
Brad is in Sandusky, home of the Blue Streaks. What's up, Brad?
Hey, Brad.
How you doing?
Good.
What a great season. Hey, by the way, Brad, just quickly, congratulations to Perkins High School. They had a great football season.
Sure did.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You know what? I coached out in Westlake for my teaching career, so I don't root for anybody but the Demons. And they kind of suck. So.
Wow. So you don't have any pride in where you live. Okay. Yeah. I can find myself rooting for multiple teams.
Go, Brad.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, hey, I know you said PR-wise bring Nick Chubb back. I'm going to suggest PR means personal record-wise. He needs 432 yards to leapfrog Leroy Kelly in far fewer games to be number two.
You want me to double down on that for you? Going into last week's game, he needed less than 200, like 198 yards to enter that 7,000-yard rushing club, and he would have joined Jim Brown as the lone Brown to rush for at least 7,000 yards in their first seven seasons. So,
yeah. Yep. I say keep the guy.
All right. So we agree on that. You may be a high school football hater, but we agree on Nick Chubb.
And Brad, do you say keep him because you think he can be a really productive member of this team or because you love him and you want to see him pass Leroy Kelly?
Both of those things I find to be true. I have not seen many creases for him in the last seven games. And when there was a crease, he would get his 7 yards.
Okay. Brad, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Perkins did have a nice year. Brad should take some pride. Let's go defense, okay?
Okay.
I think there are more guys on, and let's get this out of the way. Corey Bohorquez needs to be back.
Yes, 100%.
Let's get that out of the way before we go defense.
Yeah, that was easy.
You okay?
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw you a bone before we moved on.
You're going
to
say that.
I didn't want you to throw Corey in late.
They are going to have a competition, though. They're on special teams. Rex Unahara is doing a very, very nice job, but Charlie Hewlett has been the mainstay at
long snapper. And he's under contract?
Yeah. So, I mean, that is not going to be an easy decision.
There you go.
So, but Rex Unahara has done a very, very nice job.
Dustin Hopkins doesn't need to be back, but I hope he is. Because if he, no, I say that, Andy, because if he's kicking well, then I'd certainly want him back.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, they're the disposable lighters of the NFL. You don't, not going well, good, go get another one. And that's a terrible situation to be in. So I hope Dustin locks it up in the last three games because he's going to get the chance.
Hopkins is signed through 2028.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Yeah, he's got a contract.
Yeah.
You can be sure it's not guaranteed. He's a kicker.
$5.5 million is, though.
You gave him money, though. You did give him money. Defensively, I think there are more guys that you think should be back on the defense next year that absolutely should be back than you might want to admit. Because I know the defense has had some issues this year. Up front, Miles is a no-brainer. Let's go defensive end. I'd bring back Oboe.
Okay.
I think he's a good player.
I do, too.
I think McGuire and Alex Wright are two good young DNs who you need to keep because you're going to need depth on that defensive line. And I'd bring back Isaiah McGuire and Alex Wright. You have to have numbers on the defensive line. And I think the two vets, rock solid, and the two young guys, a lot of potential. And I would bring I'd bring those four guys back.
But someone said you have to bring instead of bringing all four back, you have to bring two of them back. Let me just change this game up a little bit.
All right.
It's too easy.
Well, you just differ with my opinion. That's okay.
Well, it's not that I'm differing with you.
I think it's the
level of they have to be back.
I truly think you need to bring back the other guys. Why? Because their money is not drastic. That's why. I'm not just playing. I think it would be great if they're back. I think you have to bring them back. You've invested in them draft choice-wise. They're not a huge investment money-wise, and they're the type of depth that has shown some potential that I think you have to have back.
Could you get something for Dalvin Tomlinson if you wanted to trade?
Well, I was just going defensive end.
Oh, you were just doing ends. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh, Miles is a – yeah.
Oboe, McGuire, and Wright. Those are the four guys I'm bringing back at defensive end.
I would say mandatory Miles and Oboe. That's it.
Okay.
That's mandatory.
I think you've got two good young guys who are cheap, and you got to bring them back.
Okay, sorry.
At tackle, Michael Hall. And I'd go Dalvin.
Yeah.
Dalvin anchors that line. The other guys, fine, but I think you could find somebody else to fill in on the defensive line. Michael Hall is somebody you really invested in at that spot. and hopefully he keeps his act together and can stay on the field. And I think Dalvin Tomlinson is a pro's pro. I want those two guys in the middle of that defensive line.
Okay. I can't disagree with anything you're saying there. I mean, a lot of this stuff you're saying just makes sense.
Well, but I'm leaving out a lot of guys.
Yeah, but it's the NFL. I mean, you're going to turn the roster over. That's where I'm like not getting too emotional about this.
At linebacker, who needs to be back?
Woo?
I'm going to make the argument for two.
Woo? Right?
We go woo now?
Jeff, where have you been? I've called him that since he came from Notre Dame. That's what they called him in Notre Dame. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Woo. Boom. Done.
I thought we went JOK more so in Cleveland.
Doesn't matter. It's either one.
I want to go JOK in Cleveland.
Jeff, go ahead. Take your nickname and you know what you can do. And you can stay over there on that side of the room. I'll stay on my side of the room. Easier to say woo. So
Dan,
I just said woo.
You're going to go JOK or woo?
I just call him Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah because it's really fun to say Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
You need to bring Jordan Hicks back?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And there's your answer. Keep going.
I think he's been really good.
He's been good, but if they don't have him back next year, it's not they're going to replace him.
I think you're right. But I'd be tempted. They've played multiple musical chairs at middle linebacker. And I wonder about that. Defensive backfield, I'm bringing back Denzel and Greg Newsome. MJ Emerson, for sure. Corners are tough to get, and even though they've not been completely as rock solid maybe as they've been in the past, Denzel not included in that conversation. And I'd bring back Grant Delpit. Everybody else I'm thinking about, I can move on from. You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm just looking. I agree with that.
Nick Costos is our Odyssey Sports betting insider. Wonder what he thinks about DTR and the impact he might have on his business. We'll find out next right here on Baskin and Phelps.